TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features molecular epidemiologist and activist Edsel Silvana, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
The Philippines, an idyllic country with some of the clearest water and bluest skies on the planet. It is also the epicenter of one of the fastest growing HIV epidemics in the world. On the surface, it seems as if we are just a late bloomer. However, the reasons for our current epidemic are much more complicated and may foreshadow a global resurgence of HIV. While overall new cases of HIV continue to drop in the world, this trend may be short-lived when the next wave of more aggressive and resistant viruses arrive. HIV has the potential to transform itself into a new and different virus every time it infects a cell. Despite the remarkable progress we've made in reversing the epidemic, the truth is that we are just a few viral mutations away from disaster. To appreciate the profound way in which HIV transforms itself every time it reproduces, let's make a genetic comparison. If we look at the DNA variation among humans of different races from different continents, the actual DNA difference is only 0.1%. If we look at the genetic difference between humans, great apes, and rhesus macaques, that number is 7%. In contrast, the genetic difference between HIV subtypes from different patients may be as much as 35%. Within a person infected with HIV, the genetic difference between an infecting mother virus and subsequent daughter viruses has been shown to be as much as 5%. This is the equivalent of a gorilla giving birth to a chimpanzee, then to an orangutan, then to a baboon, then to any random great ape within its lifetime. There are nearly 100 subtypes of HIV, with new subtypes being discovered regularly. HIV in the developed world is almost all of one subtype, subtype B. Mostly everything we know and do to treat HIV is based on studies on subtype B, even though it only accounts for 12% of the total number of cases of HIV in the world. But because of the profound genetic difference among different subtypes, some subtypes are more likely to become drug resistant or progress to AIDS faster. We discovered that the explosion of HIV cases in the Philippines is due to a shift from the Western subtype B to a more aggressive Southeast Asian subtype AE. We are seeing younger and sicker patients with high rates of drug resistance. Initial encroachment of this subtype is already occurring in developed countries, including Australia, Canada, and the United States. We may soon see a similar explosion of cases in these countries. And while we think that HIV is done, and that the tide has turned for it, just like with real tides, it can come right back. In the early 1960s, malaria was on the ropes. As the number of cases dropped, people and governments stopped paying attention. The result was a deadly resurgence of drug-resistant malaria. We need to think of HIV not as a single virus that we think we've figured out, but as a collection of rapidly evolving and highly unique viruses, each of which can set off the next deadly epidemic. We are incorporating more powerful and new tools to help us detect the next deadly HIV strain. And this needs to go hand in hand with urgent research on the behavior and proper treatment of non-B subtypes. We need to convince our governments and our funding agencies that HIV is not yet done. Over 35 million people have died of HIV. We are on the verge of an AIDS-free generation. We need to pay attention. We need to remain vigilant and follow through. Otherwise, millions more will die. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.